Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Very excited about having our good buddy Tom Asecker back on the show. Tom is an author, a speaker, a trainer, a change agent. He's the author of a number of books. I've got a stack here about 2 feet high. The most recent one is called Opportunity Screams, Unlocking Hearts and Minds in Today's Idea Economy. And boy, howdy, can he do that. Can he help us unlock the ideas inside of our company that we might be not be taking advantage of? Tom Asecker, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Tom, one of the things that you've done a good job of over the years is help us understand the concept of a brand, and that the fact that the brand is not just your logo, it's not your tagline, it's you, it's how customers feel about you, it's your people, it's your products, it's your location, it's all the things that make up who you are. And if you think about it like that, you realize that this is a functioning, dynamic, living, breathing thing, isn't it? It has characteristics, doesn't it?
I mean, yeah, to put it really simply, Jim, your brand, whatever your business is nothing more than an idea. That's all it is. It's an idea about how to improve people's lives, how to add some value to their life, how to improve it. Everybody's idea is that. So whoever goes about doing that the best way is who will attract people to them. And now here's the thing. There's a dynamic quality to every great brand, and there's a static quality. Hmm. The dynamic quality is about originality and insights and creativity, right? It's the how that inspires and transforms people. It shakes things up. Now, the static quality, which is just as important, is about discipline. It's about mastery. It's about consistency. It's a stabilizing force. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I think I do. So when you're talking about something that's when you talk about the static elements of your brand, those are the things that people always know they can count on, the real authenticity, the foundation of who you are and what they can count on from you. And the dynamic part is you know, maybe the different idea that you have for delivering those things today, this time, you know, maybe around a season or some event or something like that. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, exactly. You said it right. You said the static quality is the foundation. You're right. It's the substance. It's substantial. But you know what? That doesn't turn you on. The dynamic quality, the feeling, is what draws people. It's like a song. It's like a song you've never heard before, but it's so fantastically good that it stops you in your tracks, right? And then days later, you remember everything about that experience. It's vivid. But if you listen to that song over and over and over and over and over again, it loses that dynamic quality. It's still a good song, right? But you don't feel it anymore like you used to.
Let's put it in terms of an actual transaction. If you've got your favorite, imagine your favorite restaurant. Now, there's a pretty good chance you've got some things on that menu that you like and that you'll order maybe quite often, maybe most of the time, one particular certain thing that you go back to that restaurant for. But the static part of their brand is that you know when you go there, you're going to be able to trust those people to give you good food, wholesome food, and it's going to be delicious, whatever you choose. That's the static part. The dynamic part is you also know that they have specials every day. and that if you don't, you might want to order the special, and that's the dynamic part. That's the exciting part. So, but the bottom line is, you know, you can trust them regardless of what you order to give you a great experience. And to me, that's the foundation. That's the static part, and the other is just that, you know, that's one day is different from the other.
That's it. Look, listen, Roger Ebert made an observation about movies once, which I thought was really interesting. He said that a movie is not what it is about; it's how it is about it. So, in other words, a boxing movie is not the fact that it's a boxing movie; it's how it is brought to life. Because it could be Rocky, it could be Million Dollar Baby, it could be Cinderella Man. And see, that's what's true of great brands today. A cell phone is not what it is about. It's how it's brought to life, which makes an iPhone much different than other phones. And this is the thing that kills me about this dynamic aspect of what a brand and an organization needs to do. People love to use Apple as an example, right? I mean, they bounce from number one and number two in value of every company in the world every week. But people don't want to be like Apple. They don't want to be constantly innovating with unexpected, exciting new products. It's like too much work or something. But they love to talk about Apple. And I think the reason is, Jim, because they don't really love what they do like Steve Jobs loves what he does.
Well, Steve is not. Steve is, you know, Apple's goal is to create, and to, as you said earlier, to change people's lives, to impact their lives. I mean, obviously, they want to make money, and they're making a lot of money, but I think at the heart of what keeps them innovative is what you said about the desire. So, how do we do that in our own businesses? Give us a quick tip, and then we'll take a break and come back and talk about this some more.
Well, I mean, part of the thing to recognize is that, without the static quality, which everybody seems to be obsessed with, an organization can't last.
Right.
But without a dynamic quality, right, without a creative force, the organization can't grow.
So, folks,
you need both of these things. That's
right.
The life with reimagining new value, Jim. I mean, think about the free marketplace. Why are we stalled? I'll tell you why we're stalled. Because people are not reimagining how to create new value in the marketplace.
You've got to have the foundation, folks. That's what people trust. And then you've also got to excite them. And that's why they keep coming back. We'll take a quick break. 20 after, right back with Tom Masacker. His new book is called Opportunity Screams. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.